Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the only thing that could cheer us up right now is a game show. Does anybody have a game show?
Not me.
I've got a game show.
Oh, yes,
that's huge.
Since you're asking.
I've got a game show. I did not make an intro for this. What's kind of San Antonio spur of the moment?
This game show must suck then.
But I've got Ben vs. Shippy in an NFL draft game show. Now, each question will be multiple choice, okay? And it will be make it, take it. So if you make it, you will get to keep it. And you can steal. All right?
Okay. Are there steals in this?
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know if that was a fake thing you were saying, but I want to make sure you really stood by your word.
I've got a coin here, Ben. Heads or tails?
Heads.
It's heads. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first. In your face, Shippy.
Right. Oh! All right, Ben. Wow. Kentucky running back Benny Snell Jr.'s father, Ben Snell, played in the XFL. Ben Snell, probably day three guy, played in the XFL. He was actually the one who came up with the famous XFL nickname for running back Rod Smart. What was that nickname? Was it A, he ain't me, B, he hate me, or C, he ate me?
Shippy, I want you to make eye contact with me while I get the first points on the board.
All right.
He hate me!
That's correct. He hate me. Benny Snell's dad came up with that name. So when he's drafted on day three, remember that. Ben, 1-0, and hey, you made it.
Make it, take it.
So you will take it.
Yep.
Washington offensive tackle Caleb McGarry has had how many heart procedures, Ben?
What?
One, two, or three?
Okay, if he's had three heart procedures, he wouldn't be playing in the NFL. If he had one...
Dark question, huh?
I don't think... You would ask the question, because it wouldn't be odd for someone to just have one as a kid, even.
Yeah.
So it makes me believe that he's had two, Kevin.
That's incorrect, Ben. It's incorrect. Not good. Shippy, you can steal.
Did this not get him on the red flag report?
This did not.
Okay. I don't think you could play with three, like Ben was saying, so I too will go with, or I will go with one. I'm not going to answer the same wrong answer as Ben. I'm
going to
go
two.
With one heart surgery.
That's incorrect. It's three.
Oh my
three
God.
Three heart procedures. Now, technically, Ben, you did miss though, so we go back to shit.
Yeah, I'd like to steal though.
You can get a chance to steal for sure. Rashawn Gary of Michigan, by the way, most overrated player in this draft. Rashawn Gary of Michigan already created his own sports agency, Rashawn Gary Sports. Who does the agency represent? Is it A, Kyler Murray, B, Jalen Ferguson, C, Montre Gregory, or D, Georgia wide receiver Mecole Hardman?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Jalen Ferguson.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Ben, is it A, Kyler Murray of Oklahoma, C, Bowling Green defensive back Montre Gregory, or D, Georgia wide receiver Mecole Hardman?
Oh, you just went with a... I think you... What did Shippy guess? B?
B, Jalen Ferguson.
I'm going to guess C. Yeah.
It is Montre Gregory of Bowling Green.
Yes!
Ben gets a point.
Psychology, dog.
Ben leads 2-0 and gets the ball back.
Make it, take it.
Ben, Kentucky cornerback Lonnie Johnson Jr., Lonnie, great name, was originally supposed to play at Ohio State, but an ACT score he needed to count to be academically eligible had his name spelled wrong.
Oh.
J-O-H-N-N-S-O-N. Which negated the score. He ended up in junior college for 3 years before going to Kentucky. What was Lonnie's excuse? Was it A, computer mishap, B, he misspelled his name, or C, he's dyslexic?
I'm going to say that he said he was dyslexic.
That's incorrect, Ben. Shippy?
I'm going to say you blame it on the technology.
A computer mishap, that's correct. Shippy gets the point. A computer mishap spelled his name with two N's. And he ended up in Kentucky instead of Ohio State.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to steal.
You can't steal.
Oh.
Shippy, 2-1. Uh-huh. You trail. You're up. West Virginia corner. I'm sorry. Let me start over again.
Okay.
Excuse me.
2-1, Oregon trail.
West Virginia quarterback Will Grier is not the most famous member of his family.
Ooh.
Who is? Is it A, former Ranger Rusty Grier? B, comedian David Allen Grier? C, his little brother, social media influencer Nash Grier?
I want to answer Rusty because of all the things he did for Texas Rangers. This is Rangers baseball and the home of the Rangers. But I'm going to go with the comedian David Allen Grier.
That's incorrect, Shippy.
Like to steal?
We go over to Ben.
I'm going to Nash Grier.
It's Nash Grier, yes.
Yeah!
Nash Grier is 21, has 10 million followers on Instagram.
In your face.
7 million on Twitter. And his 18-year-old little brother, Hayes Grier, was on Dancing with the Stars and now has his own internet show called Top Grier.
What is he doing?
I didn't know any of that, but I would like to invite everyone out there to follow me on Instagram. It's Big Ben Rogers. Just started that account. Thank you.
Now, David Allen Grier, also Shippy, is not the same race as Will Grier, just to kind of just
give
you a tip.
Oh, yeah, I have no
there.
Idea who that is.
Yeah. 3-1. He's from In Living Color. Great show. You should catch up on it, Shippy. Over to Ben. Ben, you lead 3-1.
Thanks, Kevin.
Stanford wide receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was born in Zaragoza, Spain. His parents were professionals in this field in Europe. Were they A, rugby players, B, basketball players, or C, figure skaters?
Rugby players.
That's incorrect. Over to Shippy.
Oh, my God!
What were the other two options?
Basketball players or figure skaters?
Figure skaters.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
They were
like
basketball players. They were basketball players.
Dang it.
Ben leads 3-1. We go over to Shippy. Shippy. Michigan running back Caron Higdon spent last summer working as an intern for Blitz Prep. They're a company that helps pro football. Change the question. I just read the answer to you. Sorry.
Pro football players.
Ben leads 3-1. Over to Shippy. Shippy, USC outside linebacker Porter Gustin does 300 push-ups a day and 300 sit-ups a day.
That's
he also
nothing.
Drinks more than 2 gallons of water per day.
Same.
How many calories of food does he consume per day, though?
Ooh.
A, 5,000. B, 10,000. C, 15,000.
Wow. I'm going to have to go with B, 10,000.
That's correct, Shippy.
Wow.
Makes it 3-2. Shippy made it. Now he will take it. 3-2. Shippy. Georgia running back Elijah Holyfield is the son of former heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield.
When Evander Holyfield was busted for steroids, what was the name on the package that was sent to his house? A, Evan Holyfield. B, Evander Fields. C, Evan Fields.
Was it? Gosh. I think it was Evan Fields.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That's correct. It's Evan Fields. And that is one of my favorite sports stories of all time, by the way.
Overrated.
Hey, I won't get caught. Ship the steroids to my house under the name Evan Fields. You guys are tied at 3. What a game. Shippy. As a 2-time state champion wrestler, Temple cornerback Rock Yasin got his nickname from his wrestling coach. But what is his real first name? Is it A, Steve? B, Frank? C, Abdurrahman? D, Abraham?
I'm going to go with D, Abraham Yasin.
Incorrect. Over to Ben.
Dang it.
Abdurrahman.
Steve.
Frank or Abdurrahman?
Abdurrahman.
It's Abdurrahman. Ben gets
yes!
a point.
On the board. In your face, Shippy.
Ben leads 4-3 and has the ball.
Make
here in NFL Draft Game Show 2019. Ben.
Kevin.
Ole Miss slot wide receiver A.J. Brown, which, by the way, go ahead and make him one of your early choices in fantasy football if you're in any rookie leagues. He will be the most productive wide receiver in this class. A.J. Brown was drafted by what major league team in the 19th round of the 2016 MLB draft?
I know it. I don't even need that. I don't need it.
Okay.
San Diego Padres
that
of San
is
Diego.
Correct, Vin.
Bam! In your face, Shippy.
Dang it.
Make it take it, Kevin.
Now, did I tell you that at spring training?
Well, if you'll recall, I reached out to their general manager to find out about him.
Oh.
Yes, sir. 5-3 Ben leads.
They named it San Diego.
San Diego. San Jose State tight end Josh Oliver's second cousin is a former Ranger great. Josh Oliver, good, by the way, too. Fourth round. Who is it? Is it A, Darren Oliver, B, Al Oliver, C, Julio Borbón, D, Tom Goodwin?
Back in the day, the Rangers used to have two outfielders that were my favorite, Richie Zisk and Al Oliver. It's not Darren Oliver, it's Al Oliver.
That's incorrect.
No!
Not Al Oliver.
No!
Shiffy, is it A, Darren Oliver, C, Julio Borbón, or D, Tom Goodwin?
I would have guessed Julio Franco, but I'm going to go with Darren Oliver.
That is correct. Darren Oliver is the second cousin of Josh Oliver. Keep an eye on Josh Oliver on the draft, yes.
I am.
Ben 5, Shippy 4. Shippy has the ball for the tie. Shippy. We're not doing that one. There we go. Arizona State wide receiver N'Keal Harry and Washington cornerback Byron Murphy are A, hated enemies, B, good friends, C, they've never met.
Oof. I think that they're going to be good friends, KT.
That is correct. Shippy's tied it at 5. I was hoping that they'd never met thing would catch you guys offsides, yeah. But it didn't.
It almost did.
5-5. Shippy.
Uh-huh.
LSU linebacker Devin White will be a top 10 pick likely, guys. Mm-hmm. He owns 7 horses.
Wow.
What is the name of the first one that he owned? Is it A, Jackie Moon, B, Ron Burgundy, C, Ricky Bobby?
You know what, a fun fact? I have a horse named Ricky Bobby, and I hope he does, too. That's what I'm going with.
That's correct. Ricky Bobby is the answer. Shippy's on a run here, 6-5.
Make it, take it, too, which makes it hurt.
Makes it tough.
Yeah.
But he's going to miss.
Yeah.
Heat check. We have 3 questions left. It's 6-5, Shippy. Shippy.
Mm-hmm.
During the 2017 offseason, USC inside linebacker Cameron Smith worked at A, nuclear power plant, B, marijuana farm, C, a vineyard.
I'm going to go with a marijuana farm.
That's incorrect. That's former sales guy Cam Smith.
That's what you said.
Did he work at a nuclear power plant, Ben, or a vineyard?
I'm going to say it's very unlikely he worked at Chernobyl. I'm going to say a vineyard.
That is correct. Ben has tied it at 6.
In your face, Shippy.
2 questions to go.
Oh!
Ben has the ball. And he's driving.
Big body, baby.
Let's do a little story about Max and Miles.
Okay.
Eastern Michigan defensive end Max Crosby. His older brother, Miles, was a defensive back at SMU, but was also a model for which company? A, Chevy. B, Dodge. C, Ford.
Since Ford is the best in Texas, big fan of that F-150, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Ford.
Ford is correct. Ben leads 7-6.
Yes!
Now, we're at the final countdown, though, and Ben leads 7-6. This is a two-pointer. This is a two-pointer, Ben. So if you get it right, you win.
You got range or what?
If you miss and Shippy gets it, Shippy wins.
Yeah, a lot
if
of pressure.
If you miss and Shippy misses and then...
I get to try it then.
Then it doesn't matter. You know what the answer is.
I win if Shippy misses.
So for the win, Ben.
Yeah.
Washington cornerback Byron Murphy was a standout high school basketball player. His uncle was a former NBA point guard.
Really need this win.
Who is it? Is it A, Mike Bibby? B, Stephon Marbury? C, Sam Cassell.
Just those 3. Let me hear the question again. Shippy was talking.
Byron Murphy.
My bad.
Washington cornerback.
Yeah.
His uncle was a former NBA point guard. Who is it?
Oh,
Mike Bibby, Stephon Marbury, or Sam Cassell?
Oh, my God. I have not heard any of this.
Me neither until today.
Bibby, it got all roided up and jacked up.
Yeah.
And he's dealing with a lot of drama. So he would have been on the red flag report for his uncle, probably, if it was him. So it comes down to Cassell and Marbury. Oof, this is tough. What school did he go to?
Washington. He's my number one ranked cornerback.
All right, I'm going to say East Coast guy. I'm going to say Marbury is not the guy because the guy is Cassell.
That's incorrect. It's no! not Sam Cassell. Now you're not done. If shipping misses.
I tried the psychology. I thought I was reading your face.
You did a good job there. Oh, my facial reactions mean nothing. Trust me.
He almost got me earlier on the final answer thing.
A, Mike Bibby, or B, Stephon Marbury, Shippy. Who is the uncle?
I thought it's Sam Cassell, right? The other one?
Yeah, that's who Ben guessed.
That's who you guessed? Oh.
It's Mike Bibby, Stephon Marbury, or Sam Cassell?
I'm going to go with the Starberry.
It's incorrect. Ben wins. It's Mike Bibby.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Damn it.
Do we have time for a really long speech? For me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. Oh, my God. I just want to thank Joan in payroll, the Vielmas at the front desk, and Samir and the boys downstairs.
Guys are always whipping up some amazing. Oh, it's your speech. Sorry.
That was a controversial ending, though, because I did guess Cassell.
Yeah.
And then I switched it to Marbury. I said, it's not Cassell, it's Marbury.
Yes. And I got confused.
That
by
was
it.
Great.
And I was hoping it should be.
Yeah.
But not Big Bibby, because it would have been a controversial ending.
Guys, big win for my family.
I'm producing this next segment under protest.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.